Okay, welcome back. I had a nice email from a gentleman I did not know. We're about to say hello to him in a few minutes. His name is Bernard Grover. Bernard lives in Indonesia. We'll leave it at that. He wrote to me and he simply said, "Dear Mr. Rentz, I am sure you are aware of the Q phenomenon and the danger it poses to clear and rational thinking. I've written a series of articles on the rising force in American culture, and I wonder if you would mind posting a link on your site." And I looked at the story, and it was extremely important for people to read, to ponder, to process, because this Q issue, I have never bought into it. And I'm not saying I'm able to see 100% through everything, but it just didn't work for me. The paper that Bernard wrote is called The Gospel According to Q. You can find it by clicking right under his name and guests. And it's a very pragmatic and logical and deliberate analysis of the Q phenomenon and why everyone should be careful before they jump in feet first. We'll leave it right there. Bernard, welcome to the program. Thanks so much for writing that, and thanks for being here.
Hi, Jeff. Thank you, and I appreciate being on with you.
Very good indeed. I remember when I first began getting emails about this Q thing, and I looked at it, and I've been looking at a lot of material for a lot of years, and it just didn't work. It had all the hallmarks small, but they were there, of things that put me on alert immediately. The
Indeed,
whys,
yeah.
The wherefores, the hows. How did you come across it? Do you remember? Did you have the same kind of reaction immediately, or did it take a while?
Well, I came across it, I guess, back in December of last year. And it spiked my curiosity, and I started following it and following the commentators that seemed to be popping up all over YouTube. And I started to notice a pattern, both in the posts and what was happening with the commentators and the interpreters. And it started to sink in that this was almost a religious style. I hate to use the word cult, but let's go there.
The template is there, Bernard. The template is there. There's no denying.
Oh, definitely.
It. Yeah.
And it's working really on many, many different layers. That's what I wrote, I said it's a very sophisticated operation.
It is indeed.
It's coming across in many, many different layers and with all kinds of different triggers and keys. It's really, really curious, and I'm not even willing to say that Q is human. It could be a combination of AI working with humans. It could be
easily
AI
could,
by itself.
Yes. This could be one of their first major AI canards that they're throwing out to see how it'll play. And it's playing very well.
Are you familiar with Cicada 3301?
I've heard of it, but I couldn't elucidate anything about it, no.
Well, it showed up on Usenet back in 2012. It was a series of puzzles, very complex puzzles and ciphers. And it basically got a whole bunch of people worldwide trying to decipher these clues to find out what the ultimate answer was. And I don't think anybody ever posted what the ultimate answer was, though, according to legend, somebody actually found it. But it strikes me that Q is an even more sophisticated version of that, as if that were a test run.
Uh-huh.
And what I've gathered from the Q legend is that this is military intelligence that has godlike access to, let's say, NSA-style data.
Right.
They're running at very high levels of scanning on the Internet and pulling down all kinds of information. And it's really... it's hard to describe. You kind of have to go and look at all the stuff that's going with it. There's already almost 1,700 posts from Q.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's a group of Anons, or anonymous people,
mm-hmm.
on Infinity Chan or 8chan that are interpreting the posts.
Right. That's very clever. Let's stop right there. Here you have Q, the alleged source, and Q, apparently... if we're to believe this, has access to very dark and dangerous material that he is choosing, mm-hmm. to release to us. Some of it is a little enigmatic, how it's phrased and so forth. But and then as a second layer, you've got a group of disciples, acolytes, who are doing, mm-hmm. the actual analysis for you of what Q is presenting. And I can assure you that if there really was a Q Anon, and he or she really did have access to the dark and dirty data that is supposedly being released, he or she would have been stopped long ago. They would not allow this to happen. So whatever is being released is being done with intent and permission. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, no. In fact, the... when you mention permission, there's a whole thing about the confirmations that the proofs is what they call them.
Yeah.
For instance, somebody had said at one point, have Donald Trump say tip top. And within a day or two, he was making a speech and he said, they keep this place in tip top condition, tippy top condition. He'd said it twice just to emphasize it. That's just one of many examples that they give as proofs, but this is supposedly they're working hand in hand with Trump, and they're trying to expose all these elements, the deep state within the government, and actually worldwide. Right. I mean, this thing is a huge,
Well, this huge, is the, this is, Bernard, this is it not the supposed proof that Donald Trump is really playing 4D chess?
Well, if you're familiar with the Q legend, and I call it a legend because it's kind of reaching that proportion, supposedly military intelligence recruited him to run, and the word is that he was the last virtuous person on Earth that could actually do this.
Oh, my.
And this is why I started to see elements of Moses and the burning bush and being recruited by Yahweh to go out and bring, mm-hmm. the children of Israel home. I started to see all, these revelations, and they even call them the Q revelations.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have this inner group interpreting the scriptures, and then they hand it off to the what I call the priesthood. And they disseminate the information to the broader community, and it works just like a religion. It's hierarchical. It's got this mystical, disembodied, omniscient being at the top.
Right.
It's got
for
this
those of you who don't know, we don't know who Q is. Q
Nobody
is
does, no.
No, it's information, and I would not for a moment suggest that all of the data being presented is bogus. That's not how good mind control operations work. You put out good data. It's got to be believable. You've got to have street creds, as they say, credentials. And so, yes, this is really some top drawer slick operation. It's quite remarkable.
Oh, my background is in marketing and advertising, and I tend to tell people that the definition of a psyop is manipulating people's perceptions and beliefs without their knowledge. And that's exactly what's going on here. It is a psyop. There's no doubt about it. And it is incredibly sophisticated. It's been well designed. It was launched fully operational. There was no build. It from day one, it started at the very top.
Oh, no, hit the ground running. That level. You bet.
Yeah, exactly. It's fascinating to look at it from a professional point of view. It's an amazing marketing effort. But it's disturbing in the fact that it's using so many different emotional triggers to get people involved. No matter what your background or your bent is, it has something there to draw you in.
And is there almost alluring. Something for everyone?
Yes. Yes, there's if you're a sci-fi fan, there's sci-fi in it. In fact, I think Q, part of that is from the character in Star Trek that is designed to get the basement boys, the fanboys involved. You've got this whole religious layer for the people that need that. I mean, there's just layer after layer, and all of it is designed to attract different groups of people. I mean, somebody thought about this for a very long time.
Or an AI assist made that very long time rather shorter.
Well, and that's entirely possible, and that's why I'm not entirely convinced it's all human.
No, I think you're right.
Human behind it.
Yeah.
But it's reacting too fast, and it's got too many fingers and too many different pies to all be a human effort.
Yeah, I've already had people I know become miffed at me for daring to even question any part of this Q phenomenon, Q legend, which is appropriate. And these are smart people. And,
yeah,
you know, whatever. So they're in it. Once people seem to sign on, they're on, and they no longer have the ability to logically interpret, analyze, and process what's being fed to them. They've signed on, they've opened the gates, and that's it. And if you question that, you're the enemy.
Well, and it's been a struggle for me. There's such a strong message of hope behind all this that it's very hard to maintain an objective point of view about it. You want to buy in. You want to believe it's true because, you know, the promise is that all these bad people are going to jail. But, you know, at the back of my mind, there was always that voice saying, wait a minute, look at this.
Right.
Something's not right here. It doesn't smell completely cooked yet.
If Donald Trump is the man, and he was recruited by military intelligence to run, and they got him in there, the whole world on Tuesday had to watch him eat humble pie. He ate crow. Mm. They made him sit down and renounce everything he said at that summit. Of substance. Mm-hmm. Now that's not a man who's playing 4D chess. Sorry.
Well, that's a man on the other hand, let me put this to you. Suppose he did that with a purpose in mind of baffling the media and keeping everybody all focused. I'm looking at this as a magic show. You're being directed to look at the left hand while the right hand's doing the trick.
Bernard, that's a very good point, and I've thought about that too. But where do we draw the line? How many times do we explain away something by virtue of the thesis that it's he's doing it for reasons that are four and five steps down the road? How we get trapped in that, and therefore ultimately, what do we have? No accountability. It's limitless. Yeah. It can go and go and go.
No, you're absolutely right. The only reason I would argue the other way is because in order to not be fooled, you don't want to be looking at the wrong hand.
Oh, absolutely.
And I'm not saying that what's going on is either good or bad. I haven't decided yet. I haven't really come that far. But what I do see is some kind of deception. And what the purpose is up to anybody's guess at this point.
I think you're spot on there, and I again, there's something for everybody, and to question it puts you on the side of the fence where you're questioning good, and people will say, well, what's the matter with you? Don't you want this, that, or the other thing? Don't you want the good? And so you're on the defensive right away. But ultimately, they can play this thing over and over on. It really has no end. It can go on and on. It can be like the soap opera that never ends.
You're absolutely right. The what kind of keeps me objective about it, though, is that whether you choose the black hats or the white hats, both sides are arguing in favor of the same paradigm. They're all part of the same coin. And, you know, for those of us who want a different coin, there's nothing there for you.
So the flip side is a mirror. There is no flip side.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. It all ends up with the same government and the same structures.
Yeah.
In the same paradigm. But it's do you want this group running it, or do you want this group running it?
Right.
There's no
and
third choice. There's no extra alternative.
No, there are, as I say, they're all spokes on the same bicycle wheel. They're just in different places. It's all hubbed. It's hubbed in the middle, and there's your matrix, and it radiates out, and it covers everything 360 degrees. Just think of a spoked bicycle wheel, and you'll get my mental image. I hope you catch. Now, for
interesting because that's Buddhist.
Is it?
Which goes back to the religious aspect.
Oh, I didn't know. Please don't send me nasty emails. What's wrong with you? Nothing. I'm just asking questions. I want answers. And I'm not getting the kind of answers that make me feel that I can tell all of you, gosh, this is the real deal. Sign on. No, I will never do that. That's not what this program and not what I'm all about. I'm hoping to constantly urge people to question, to think, to analyze. Question, think, analyze. Otherwise, we're lost. Once we sign on to anything, we're lost. We don't, you know, it's like the person who says, I've found the truth. Well, no one has the whole truth. And secondly, how boring would that be? I found the truth. Well, I can just retire then and go home, I guess, huh?
Yeah, the game's over then.
Yeah. All right.
Well, and basically, once you accept a leader, you become a follower. So you if you want to stay independent, you have to think independent.
This is absolutely leader followers. And they've got it structured like a religion. Please read Bernard's article. Click under it, right under his name there, and don't read it right now. Wait till the program's over, but read it. And especially you people who are involved with the Q thing and love to disseminate the information, think about it, back up a little bit, and then take another look. That's all I'm suggesting. And I don't have the answers, but I do have the questions. And I think this is really, it's laid out very nicely. Perfectly in your article. You've got Q. You're welcome. Nobody knows who Q is. And and then you've got the disciples, then you've got the acolytes, and then you've got the general body of those who are following.
Yeah, and there's scripture. They quote it like scripture. They talk about,
See, now I don't know this. I don't read it very much, so tell me more about that. That's interesting.
Well, each drop has a number, and so they always refer to it as Q1679, which is drop 1679. And there's a whole set of growing jargon, a special vocabulary, things like where we go one, we go all. Trust the plan, and that's one of the things really worries me.
Oh, really?
Is
trust
this,
the plan?
This mysterious plan that nobody knows except Q, And we're all supposed to just sit back and wait and trust the plan. And that really makes me nervous.
It makes me nervous equally. What's the other line you mentioned? Where we go one, we go all. Was that it?
Yeah, that's one of the big ones. The Great Awakening is supposedly the tribulation. You know, once we go through all the
agony and the ecstasy. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the big promise, the golden age after everything is cleared out. There's at least a dozen of
you just said something that's fascinating, and I didn't know that this. See, I've read four or five pieces, and I just don't have time to get into it.
Yeah.
But they're coding everything now, so it'll end up in a book, an electronic book, online. A Q book, and that'll be the Bible. This is kind of like a new world religion in a way, a geopolitical new world religion.
Well, in fact, the website, there's somebody has been compiling all the Q drops, and then in one column, and then the other column are all the interpretations, and it looks for all the world like a Scofield Bible. You know, it's got all the references to scripture and links to outside information, and you just have to see it. If you go and you look at it, you will immediately think, uh-oh, this doesn't look quite innocent.
You know, I again watch this whole political morass that we're in, and I watch the Trump phenomenon. And I see his base. Some of his base is formed and composed of some very intelligent people. And they keep saying he's five steps ahead of everybody. Just watch. Well, I go back to Tuesday and I ask you, look at the lame garbage that guy clearly was forced to say. He had to read it. Oh, I should have said would instead of wouldn't or whatever, whichever way it was. That man was literally groveling. That's not 4D chess. Sorry. No, that's a message. You either see it or you don't, but that guy is not four or five steps down the road. He got his butt kicked. He was taken to the woodshed, and he's lucky he's still in office. I mean, they're not going to take him out that quickly, but look what happened today. The Democrats are talking again about impeachment. That's back on the burner. I don't know which one, front, middle, or rear. So they're once again talking about that. And don't kid yourself. This man eats junk food, 12-plus Diet Cokes a day. He's addicted to aspartame, all the neurological carcinogenical dangers that go with it. Carcinogenic dangers that go with it. Well, maybe carcinogenical is also a word. Anyway, the guy is an endomorph waiting for a heart attack, which they could give to him any time they want. They don't have to kill him. He has a heart attack. He's incapacitated. The doctors say you can no longer function at the level you're functioning. You must retire and live a happy life. And he steps aside.
Yeah.
Pence is the president. Hillary wins the nomination and wipes the floor with Pence. Easy. So we'll see. Lots of possibilities. It is quite a show.
But
we've got to do that.
Something that you said there, it also makes me wonder about Q. Is it an anti-operation whereby if none of the Q things happen, can people finally point at that and say, look, it's all a conspiracy theory and none of it is true, and finally demoralize everybody that's trying to fight this stuff?
It, you know, you just said something. Look how demoralized so many feel about Trump's unbroken string of betrayals vis-a-vis his campaign promises. Mm-hmm. How much more demoralized can we get? So they bait this hook, the Q hook, and they toss it out there, and millions of people ultimately bite on it, Yes, this is the path. This is the light. This is the way. And then they pull the rug out from under them. And that ends once and for all meaningful resistance.
Yeah, and that really worries me more than the positive version of it.
We better think about that. I have to take a break here, Bernard. Hang on. We'll be right back.
All right.
And many more are answered on this website, cancertruthinfo.com. And sign up for their free mailing list and stay updated with the very latest in ultimate cancer cure information. That's cancertruthinfo.com. Okay, welcome back, and talking to Bernard Grover about an extraordinary article he's written, which brings into a very sharp focus a lot of questions that all of you Q followers really should think about. Right? I'm not trying to dissuade you about anything. I'm asking you to simply question. Don't follow any protocol or belief system without questioning. Now, the idea that, again, Donald Trump is 4D is a pretty tough one to swallow when you simply observe what happened on Tuesday. Here, let me just play this. It's short and all right. This is the would or wouldn't. This is going down in political history too, by the way. This whole walk back routine.
I came back and I said, what is going on? What's the big deal? So I got a transcript. I reviewed it. I actually went out and reviewed a clip of an answer that I gave. And I realized that there is a need for some clarification. It should have been obvious. I thought it would be obvious, but I would like to clarify just in case it wasn't. In a key sentence in my remarks, I said the word would instead of wouldn't. The sentence should have been, I don't see any reason why I wouldn't or why it wouldn't be Russia. So just to repeat it, I said the word would instead of wouldn't. And the sentence should have been, and I thought it would be maybe a little bit unclear on the transcript or unclear on the actual video. The sentence should have been, I don't see any reason why it wouldn't be Russia. Sort of a double negative. So you can put that in, and I think that probably clarifies things pretty good by itself.
Just almost babbling, they went through the transcript and they found that word, and they said, geez, we can turn that word around, and that's his out. That's the only way we can get him out of this. It's the only way we can pull this thing back together and get the narrative back.
Throw a nod in there and everything's fine.
Yeah. Pretty bad. When you watch the original statement where he said would, clear, crystal clear, he knew exactly what he was saying. Just watch it. I won't cue that up now, but you watch it. You can go look at it. He knew what he was saying.
Yeah, I saw that myself, actually.
Yeah. He knew exactly what he was saying. All right, so there we go. Now, I want to go back to what you said. Extremely perceptive. We have all, those of us, and I supported Trump for a year and a half on this program. I bought into all the promises. He told us exactly what we wanted to hear. And on the first day in office, when there was an announcement that the number of troops going over to stand with NATO on the Eastern Front against Russia was going to be increased, I knew. Mm-hmm. It was over. And then the money for more arms and weapons and tanks, they were going to send more tanks. I said, it's over. And on this program, I said, it's over. It's not going to happen. And nothing happened. And from that point on, it has been one disappointment after another after another. Once in a while, he gets off his leash and he'll say a few things that harken back to the campaign and make you feel, gosh, maybe there's hope. Wow, he said the right thing. No, talk's cheap. Talk means nothing because there's no action from it. There's no wall. Not going to be a wall. There never was going to be a wall. It was all PR, all tricks. Now, we have, those of us who were in the base, walked away from it. I will have nothing to do with it. I've been lied to once. I will not be lied to again. And my God, he just keeps right on doing it. You raise a very, very viable and important point. Could this Q thing be being run to loop in as many of the intelligent people who are still wanting to believe in Trump in order to shake them out of the carpet at the end of the day like a bunch of fleas? These people are smart enough to be buying into these, what do you call them? Q drops?
Yeah, the Q drops, right.
All right, so they're buying into the Q drops, they're analyzing them, or they're having them analyzed for themselves. It's a quasi-intellectual pursuit, certainly.
Right.
And yet, at the end of the day, this thing could just run and meander and go and end up nowhere. And these people will be looking behind them and in front of them and saying, well, where did it all go? Where did it take us? What did we learn? What happened? And the answer will be nothing. And that'll be pretty much the end of the resistance.
Well, and like you just said, I bought into all the promises and the sweet words, and everything was going to be great. One of the many things that disturbs me about Q is it's continuing that pattern of promising. You know, there's a plan. I can't tell you about it. But trust the plan. The plan is good. We've got the plan. The plan will take care of everything. And because there's no definition to the plan, anything can fulfill the plan and anything can be against the plan. We have no idea because we don't know what the plan is and we're not allowed to. So to me, any rational person that looks at this objectively has to sit back and say, wait a minute. This sounds like a classic con, where everything looks really good on the surface, but the minute you walk away, you suddenly realize, oh, I just got took.
It's got, all the hallmarks of a cult, let's be honest, which is religion. It just does.
Yeah.
And,
well, many of the followers have that kind of fanatical approach.
That's the right word. And I've had a few emails from those people, very angry with me.
I have too, based on this article. And it's always very emotional. You know, I present a logical, rational argument, and the response is a very emotional anger,
right.
Rejection. You know, boy, you just trash Q. And it's like, well, no, I didn't. I just asked some questions, pointed out some things that are obvious to me.
You didn't trash Q at all. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I think I put it very, very level-headed that, you know, here are some patterns that I see. And, you know, some people, well, how do you know about religion? Well, because I was a Benedictine monk and I was a Buddhist monk. I have a strong religious background. And, you know, I have read theology. I even mentioned Thomas Aquinas and Augustine of Hippo. Those are two books that I've read. And I know theology. I know how things are justified, how prophecies are purposely obscure and not quite defined so that in the future we can always look back and say, hey, see? And as Q puts it, the future proves the past, which is prophecy. That's exactly what that is.
Read the article. It's called The Gospel According to Q. Just read it. Now, you've got a couple of others you wrote that are, I guess, predecessors to this one.
Yeah, I've been pondering it and thinking about different aspects of it. One of them, I compared it to the Deep Throat character in the Watergate era. And then the other one was
sure.
kind of introducing the topics that I expanded on in this the one that you've linked.
Yeah, Deep Throat, sure, of course. Yes, the promise of insider inside information, the truth.
Mm-hmm.
A patriot, stealth patriot at the heart of the Matrix, speaking to us.
Well, and to me, part of what's so brilliant about this is, you know, Deep Throat contacted only two reporters, and they were the
yes.
apostles. In a sense,
yeah.
everybody who goes and reads this is potentially a Woodward and Bernstein.
Yep.
We're all part of it. We're on the inside. We're doing the
yeah.
research. We're
what is what
know,
was the expression again? The group. What was it? The plan, and then what was the other?
Oh, where we go one, we go all.
There you go. That's cult.
Actually, those are quotes from a line from lines in a movie called The Tempest. No, I'm sorry, The White Squall. I think it was 96 or 97 with Jeff Bridges.
Hmm.
They're direct quotes out of the movie.
Hmm.
Which is another red flag.
mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. Well, yeah, this could easily be involving AI at some level. This is very sophisticated, mm-hmm. very clever stuff.
Oh, it is. It's
multifaceted.
Brilliant.
It doesn't tell the whole story. It's even more than that. Multi-layered, multi-level, multifaceted.
Well, and I even admit at the end of my article, I say from a strictly professional point of view, because I've worked in marketing for many, many years, this is brilliant stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, anybody yeah. that does marketing will envy this.
Okay. I don't see this Q thing by any means headed toward any kind of a resolution. I think this is open-ended. I think it's just going to continue to meander. They're going to play this and keep playing it.
Well, it's set up well enough that you could run this until 2024.
You bet. Here's let me just read a little bit from this for all of you who haven't seen it. My working hypothesis, writes Bernard, is that Q is the operational version of a test done in 2012 called Cicada 3301. I covered that in some detail in the last article and will likely go deeper as I study and compare the two phenomena. Suffice it here to say, they bear a number of relationships to each other, both in form and function. If the reader has played along at home, then you have learned how Q works. Q posts drops and crumbs. And those two words are used on 8chan, 8CHAN, for those of you who don't know 8chan, it's the numeral 8 and then CHAN, which are then picked up and analyzed by an inner circle called the Anons, who then propagate the message to an outer circle who make primarily YouTube videos that mostly repeat the official party line under the guise of further analysis. And these YouTube videos, I've seen a couple of them. They're done it's almost the ones I saw were almost passive. They weren't fire and brimstone, nothing like that. They were very calm, very meditative in some ways. Like it's the absolute truth, and we don't have to push anything. It is. Very clever stuff. That's what I thought in the beginning. And you were right on it. So, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, you mentioned the quiet tones, and it's, you know, it's presented as if
yes.
everything is self-evident.
Yes.
And that, you know, the truth is obvious. And the problem is that much of what they're saying is their own projection onto the Q drops. It's not what Q actually says.
No.
It's how they've interpreted it through their research.
They're doing the spin. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're doing all the work. It's really, I can't say it enough. It just amazes me. It's beautifully designed. But it is absolutely frightening. It's something of this magnitude and this amount of power.
Yes, and it's apparently growing by leaps and bounds.
Mm-hmm.
PSYOP.
Yeah, well, that's the thing is, and it's definitely a PSYOP. I mean, here's an example, okay? A car manufacturer, let's say a luxury car manufacturer, through advertising, transfers this idea of class and affluence onto its product, and when you buy it, that is transferred onto you. You have been manipulated to believe something, and that is a PSYOP. All advertising, PR, marketing, it is all PSYOP. And people don't look at it that way, but they need to. They are being manipulated all the time. So when I say Q is a PSYOP, it's like, well, it's just, you know, like any advertising, it's manipulating your perception of the world and your belief systems in order to insert certain points of view and certain information and have you propagate that to other people by word of mouth.
Wow. For again, you folks who are new to this, Q is said to be an individual or possibly a group, a collective, writes Bernard, with godlike access to military intelligence and who is able to steer the behavior of the inner workings of the deep state.
Hmm.
Q can see the future, report on events that will happen, as well as give followers insight into current events in the socio-political machinations of government and headline events in the news. The reader would do well to string together the various episodes of Star Trek that have the Q character in them while watching the Q phenomenon unfold. The parallels are rather interesting, writes Bernard. And I was never a big Star Trek fan, so I can't tell you I know much about Q in Star Trek, but it's there.
Well, it's just it's a demigod figure with you know, omnipotent power and all knowledge, and in many ways it parallels this Q character in the 8chan, you know, this disembodied, all-knowing, all-powerful entity that nobody knows who it is disseminating information in a coded form that requires special knowledge to interpret and decode it. So it's exactly, it's a priesthood, it's a pontificate, it follows the exact model of let's say Roman Catholicism as one example. And then I also mentioned that they're now developing different groups among the outer circle that seem to follow like denominations in different religions, like the Sunni and the Wahhabi and the
Shiites.
Yeah, the Shia, you know, they're all different groups that have their own core belief system about what's being said.
Well, this is this clearly has a form that can be mapped out and looked at and studied. That's very interesting. I didn't know about that either. Makes sense. Various factions.
And one of the groups now says that Q is actually JFK Jr., who faked his death and is now working with Trump.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Oh yeah. It gets.
He's
really
working with Trump, JFK Jr.
Mm.
Oh my God.
Yes.
No. Uh-huh. That's wacko stuff. That's really.
Well,
nuts.
They sure take it seriously. I'll tell you that.
Well, I'm sorry. That is really nuts. JFK Jr. was murdered in cold blood, along with his wife and her sister.
White sister. Yeah.
We had eyewitnesses to it. Anyway, all right.
What else is interesting? If you're a person that likes studying human nature and human behavior, this let's call it the Q religion, for lack of a better term, is growing so fast that you can watch it in real time, and it's a fascinating study of humanity. And in one of my previous articles, I said this will be studied in as a case study for years and years to come.
Good point. Somebody will eventually get a PhD for it, analysis.
And, I guarantee and, it, within the next year or two, probably.
Yeah. This is a phenomenal piece of work that has been put out there, and look at the people go to it. Wow.
Mm.
Wow. What other things? What other aspects? What's the UFO turn on it? Is there any? Is there an ET bent?
Most of it has to do with, well, one of the things that's attracting a lot of people is the pedophile aspect. That,
oh, yeah, they're all going to be arrested. That's right.
Right.
Thousands and thousands of them.
The U.S. worldwide, the whole thing is going to be shut down and everybody thrown in jail. Yeah, good luck with that. That's just
plain silly. And they don't understand anything about world control, about globalism, about world Zionism. It ain't going to happen. No chance. No way. They've arrested a few hundreds of little tiny minnows at the bottom end of the pedophile milieu, and that's it.
They'll be replaced tomorrow.
They're already replaced. And what if they hang up one big name? All right, they could do that. Who knows? These people in Washington are all compromised, so they wouldn't be there anyway. It's too easy. Mm-hmm. It's too easy. This is going to continue, and it's going to get to be more interesting. This it's kind of like a growing nebula. Now you're on the outer edges, and you're seeing little spinning, apparently vortices that are like little denominational groups. Right?
Mm-hmm. Very interesting. And each of them have their core set of beliefs that are in opposition to the other groups. And they all kind of, you know, work off each other. Well, this group, they don't have the true belief.
Yeah.
And it sounds for all the world exactly like a religion. That's why, you know, I wrote this huge long article saying, look, it's working like a religion. The vocabulary is a religion. The behavior is a religion.
Oh, the buzz phrases.
For all intents and purposes, yeah. It is a religion.
Yeah. Well said. 100% agree with you. Bernard Grover, thank you very much for being here. Let's get together again as this thing continues to run. It's got legs. It's not gonna stop. So well done.
Yeah, it'll be a while.
Yeah. We'll talk again, Bernard. Thank you.
I appreciate it very much, Jeff.
Oh, my pleasure. All right. Good night.
Good night. Thank you.
The article again is The Gospel According to Q. Lots to think about. Ball's in your court. All right, we'll be back tomorrow night.